And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of June, 2025. June 8th is World Oceans Day. The oceans are home for 80% of all life on Earth. The vast majority of our seas are still unexplored. The oceans absorb 4 times the amount of CO2 that the Amazon rainforest absorbs. In fact, 93% of all CO2 is stored in the ocean. 85% of the world's oxygen comes from phytoplankton. Oceans absorb almost all of the Earth's excess heat. The ocean is the biggest carbon sink on the planet. Per acre, marine plants can store up to 20 times more carbon than forests on land. Bottom trawlers used by the fishing industry wipe out 3.9 billion acres per year, equivalent to losing 4,316 soccer fields per minute. The runoff from animal agriculture impacts the ocean by creating dead zones. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is 1.6 million square kilometers, and 46% of the Pacific Garbage Patch is fishing nets. Fish populations are in decline to near extinction. Fishing has wiped out 90% of the world's large fish. Industrial fishing is the greatest threat to marine wildlife. 300,000 dolphins, whales, and porpoises are killed by fishing operations per year. Fishing kills 30,000 sharks every hour. Reducing our consumerism, especially of single-use plastics, will help our oceans. But the biggest thing each person can do to love our life-giving oceans is to refuse to support all industries that exploit the planet's non-human animals, all animal agriculture, and fishing. To learn more about the world's oceans, watch the documentary Seaspiracy. It's the birthday of Roger Fouts, born on this day in 1943. Roger Fouts is a retired American primate researcher. He was co-founder and co-director of the Chimpanzee and Human Communication Institute in Washington and a professor of psychology at Central Washington University. He is best known for his role in teaching Washoe, the chimpanzee, to communicate using American Sign Language. Fouts is an animal rights advocate, citing the New Zealand Animal Welfare Act as a model for legal rights for the great apes. He has written on animal law and on the ethics of animal testing. He is also an advisor to the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics. In his 1988 book, Next of Kin, Fouts describes what he learned during his 30 years studying primates. And here's a poem for today, Miracles, by Walt Whitman. Why, who makes much of a miracle? As to me, I know of nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk the streets of Manhattan, or dart my sight over the roofs of houses toward the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach, just in the edge of the water, or stand under trees in the woods, or talk by day with anyone I love, or sleep in the bed at night with anyone I love, or sit at table at dinner with the rest, or look at strangers opposite me riding in the car, or watch honeybees busy around the hive of a summer forenoon, or animals feeding in the fields, or birds, or the wonderfulness of insects in the air, or the wonderfulness of the sundown, or of stars shining so quiet and bright, or the exquisite, delicate, thin curve of the new moon in spring. These with the rest, one and all, are to me miracles, the whole referring, yet each distinct and in its place. To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Every square yard of the surface of the earth is spread with the same. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. To me, the sea is a continual miracle. The fishes that swim, the rocks, the motion of the waves, the ships with men in them, what stranger miracles are there? Miracles by Walt Whitman. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love all the miracles.